It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you taking the time. I am joined today by Mr. Dan Sheridan, who's going to be sharing with you a little continuance on his VIX topic here, downside adjustments using the VIX. And if you have any questions for Dan as he's edumacating you guys, go ahead and put him in the chat box right underneath the video box there, and we'll shut him up. Mr. Sheridan.
Good morning, young Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. As I was waiting, as Johnny was doing the beautiful introduction and monologue, which only he can do, I was here. I have a stack of papers here. I try to read in the morning. I love paper. And they could have everything in electronic, but I need my Wall Street Journal in paper.
Got to feel the crisp paper.
I need all these papers
in hand.
It's just, you know, it's a process.
Sure.
But I'm reading this one article that is just sitting up here, and it says, colleges tap into new revenue source for colleges.
Oh,
new revenue source.
I thought they had exhausted all revenue
sources. No, this is a good one. Colleges tap into new revenue source. It's called beer. And I just thought my first reaction without reading the article, I don't want to be quick, is, boy, that's like saying, let's stick nitroglycerin and let's stick, you know, college kids in and we're going to make something off, you know.
So now, you can buy like craft, you know, I don't know, like craft Duke beer.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're looking at. This is Green Wave beer from Tulane's athletic teams and, you know. Could be a good revenue source as long as you, you know, kids aren't jumping off the second floor into swimming pools and, you know.
Little things like that.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, let's downside adjustments using the VIX. And today's a good illustration of that, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, because VIX is up to what? It's 263 or something like that in the 14s. And SPX is down about 1%, down 24%. So we're getting a little heat, a little speed.
A little steam heat.
And again, these are good learning days because, again, over the last 3 years, if I ask any of you, how many adjustments or how much have you had to deal with the downside? They say, Dan, I don't remember. Let me go check my log. In other words, there hasn't been much. Yeah. Why? Because the market's been going up for stinking 3-4 years. All right. So we always need a little help on the downside, and it goes quicker, faster. So downside adjustments using the VIX, just give you a few thoughts here that you can take with you and maybe trade in for a free coffee at Panera Bread. What do you think, Jeff?
I love it.
All right.
Rick G. Lee says.
What did Rick Lee say?
He says, nowadays, most college seniors graduate with a degree in unemployment. Now they can be unemployed and a degree in alcoholism in one file.
Yes, Rick, that is, yeah. Yeah, that will be, they'll make them even more marketable, right? Unemployed and alcoholic. Can I get a job?
That's right.
Yeah. Rick, that's a good one. Rick's got good perspective on things.
Yes, sir.
All right, so let's jump into downside adjustments using the VIXI. So it's for illustrative purposes. So if you look at a price chart I took within the last half hour, SPX 2444 down 24 points today. Here's a one-year price chart, and you can see the big candle for today, right? That's where we're at, and that's down 24 points. And what I want to point out is that's a 1% move, right? And and to me, you know, like my brother's a Chicago fireman in a fire department, you know, when the bell goes off, right? Bing, bing, bing. When should the bell go off that we've got some heat here? We've got some, as they say, Houston, we got a problem. You need to look. Oh, 1%.
That's your smoke.
That's a pretty good move. At 1% is going to be somewhere between 1.5, 2 standard deviations. If we look today, I'm going to talk about a 15-day trade or a 30-day trade, I forget. But if I'm looking in SPX right now for a one-day standard deviation, if I take 24.44 price of SPX right now, and I decimalize, if I look at an at-the-money call and put for a 15 or 30-day option, it's about 10. If I take the average of the at-the-money call and put, and then this 0.052 is simply, if I took for a one-day standard deviation, it's just what the 0.052 is, if I took 1 divided by 365.25 and took the square root of that, it gives me 0.052. If I wanted so I'm just doing a one-day standard deviation. If I wanted a seven-day standard deviation, instead of 1 there, I would put 7 divided by 365.25, blah, blah, blah. But a standard deviation today, with the current volatility of the duration I'm dealing with, 15 to 30 days, is 13 points. And so we're down 24 points right now, which is almost 2 standard deviation, right? So, you know, when you start getting near 1%, that should wet your whistle. And I would just put, what I want to get across is, if I have an option trade on, and we move, and I'm going to give you a little less, because you see 24 points is 1%. That's almost 2 standard deviations. I want you triggered. I want you notified a little bit before that. So if we go to just maybe as a guideline, when SPX is down 0.75%, right? So 1% in SPX is about 24 points. 0.75, I don't know. I don't have the calculator, but it's 20 points or 19. No. But at that point, if I have an option trade on and we've moved 0.75% in SPX, which might be a standard deviation and a half, hey, maybe I want to use a little bit more severe adjustment. That's when I probably would buy a put, right? You know, unless the VIX is in the stratosphere, which it is not right now. It's still in the 14s. I'd buy a put. And it's basically saying, you know, if I'm walking down the street on the west side of Chicago and one gangbanger comes up to me, right, which tool am I going to use? I'll look at his size. I mean, you know, if he doesn't have a gun, you know, I'm big enough, give it a shot, right? But what if there's three gangbangers and they got sticks? All right, I'm going to need a different tool to combat that. Maybe I need, you know, all of a sudden three gangbangers with baseball bats come up to me. And I tell them, and they say, why do you look so brave coming up against us? I say, look behind that garbage can. I brought my Navy SEAL friend with me, Vito. And Vito comes out, right? And he just tears them up, right? So the point is,
go Vito.
When the SPX is down 0.75% and you have an option strategy on, again, we're generalizing because I don't know what strategy you have on, I may not be just going into maybe, you know, if I'm long deltas on the way down on some kind of trade, I may not want to just do a typical adjustment like sell a call credit spread or buy a put debit spread on the downside. I may use something a little more severe. Like, again, if three gangbangers came after me, I say, look over by that garbage can. Vito just got released from the Navy SEALs. He's ready to mix it up with you. And so that's where a long put can come in. So I'm giving you a little bit of structure. 0.75%, which is going to be about a standard deviation and a half. 1% is a big move, 24 points. It's about 2 standard deviations. I want you notified at your house a little bit before that.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is when we have a down day like this, again, I don't know if we're going to continue down or go up. Who knows, right? I don't care. What I care about is if I need to make an adjustment on a day like this, I may use a long put, especially with the VIX still around 14. So let's move on, my friend. Okay, so let's take an example, a 28-day iron condor.
Give that a little squeegee for me.
A little squeegee? Okay. I'll give you a squeegee.
Oh, yeah, man.
28-day iron condor. So let's just say I'm looking for, this is an example
yep.
of how I would utilize what I just said. A SEP 8 expiration, about a 28-day iron condor in SPX. SPX is 2444, down quite a bit, 24 points. And so with SPX at 2444, it's about a 28-day iron condor, SEP 8 expiration, VIX is around 1475. I'm going to sell one 2510 call. I'm going to sell one 2330 put. So the foundation or guts of an iron condor is a short strangle, selling an out-of-the-money put and call. The call I'm selling has a delta of 9. The put I'm selling has a delta of 15. And when I sell a little bit higher delta put than call, it's going to get my position Greeks closer to zero. Here I am short one. I'm going to buy my wings 10 points more out of the money in the calls and 10 points more out of the money in the put is my hedges. So on the upside, I'm buying the 2520. And on the downside, I'm buying the 2320s. The credit I'm bringing in is $1.10. My margin or risk is $890. And you just get that by the risk of this iron condor, which is an out-of-the-money call credit spread and put credit spread, would be the distance in the width here. Would it be $10 or $1,000 less your credit is $890. So for every one contract, I'm getting around $890. So if I was looking to make 10%, it's 10% on this, not the credit, because this is the capital I put up. So for every one contract, I look to make around $89 or $90. Now, so what I'm saying is bringing this to tied in with my conversation earlier. So for example, when would I adjust something like this? So if we were, let's say I put this on right now for about $1.10 credit, very doable. Typically when I might adjust an iron condor is, I'm looking when the delta of my short option increases by about 8 points. So if this 15 delta, which is how I picked my short strike of 2330, that 15 delta goes to about 23, right, as the stock is going down. At that point, on a day like today where we've had a big move, over a 0.75% move, whatever my position deltas were at the point where this delta goes up to 23, what I would do is, reduce my position deltas, whatever my position deltas were at the time, buy a put in the same expiration or 1 or 2 weeks further out that would reduce my deltas to, you know, reduce them by 2/3. So right now I'm short one delta. But if we went down and this delta goes from 15 to 23, maybe my deltas are 10. So if I want to reduce my deltas 70 or 80%, I would look to buy a 7, possibly an 8 delta put in an expiration either the same as my iron condor, SEP 8, or 1 or 2 weeks past that. So there's just some thoughts on an iron condor, when I would adjust, and what tool I would use. Again, I'm on the west side of Chicago. Three guys come up to me with bats. I need a different plan than if one guy, 80 pounds, comes up to me and challenges me. They'll still probably get beat up, but it should be a different scenario, right? So, again, speed is the essence of what we're talking about today. Speed. So write that down, 0.75 standard deviation in SPX or RUT is a good indication of when you might use a little different tool, right, for adjusting versus a typical adjustment, which might be, I'm going to use a credit spread to get me shorter deltas on the way down, or I'm going to use a put debit spread to get me shorter deltas on the way down, or whatever. So anyway, something to think about. And again, it doesn't mean you have to stay in this long put the rest of your life, but it puts a good Band-Aid on something on a day like today where the market's going down and execution might be a little bit tough. It's easy to buy a put, right? And again, the VIX is still in the 14s, so I see no problem. Anyways, something to think about, folks. I'll turn it over to Johnny, and Johnny can tell you maybe a few things cooking with us. But thanks for listening, and you can read that article about colleges tap into new revenue source beer. That's in the USA Today. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Just in case you wanted to prioritize some of your time.
Right? Yeah, and Rick really encouraged me because he, you know, I have two kids in college, and Rick said, not only will they be unemployed when they come out, but they will be alcoholics. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the uplifting, loving kind of.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, so if, Dan's going to have a third part of a free webinar series. If you scroll down, I'll show you here. You scroll down on Sheridan TV, there's a little banner right here for part three, August 23rd at 11 a.m. If for some reason you've missed the first two parts, they are on YouTube. You can check them out right over here, as well as all the other Sheridan TV episodes. If you want, you can listen to us on podcast as well. We like to throw some content your way. Let's see if there's any other questions in the chat box. Where did you get a hat like that? We had to have it specially made and flown in from another planet.
Uruguay.
It's from Uruguay. If you want one, a full head of hair suits me. Thanks, Ned. I appreciate that. I don't know if it suits me or not, but it's there. It's a little warmer than I'd like, but to every season, right? Well, thanks, folks. We appreciate you joining us today. It's Thursday, so that means we'll be back next Tuesday. If you have questions for us, reach out to us here, info@SheridanMentoring.com, or you can always call us 800-288-9341. We love chatting. We're happy to talk with you guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.